should say Yosef. So I wanted to be oimed on a certain akuda that by Mr. Shaykh, this sedra, next week's sedra, last week's sedra, I mean, the Yaakov Avinu sends his son to, Yaakov sends Yosef to Shechem, and Shechem is where the Mechira takes place. So Chazal say about Shechem, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says that by Yerovam, the reason why he went to Shechem was like this. It's going on the Pasuk, Vayelech Rechavam Shechem. Why did Rechavam go to Shechem? Ki Shechem bo kol Yisrael laham lechoisei. Tone mishum Reb Yosi. Mokoy mizum leperonis. Shechem is a bad place. Shechem has a track record of Peronis. It says, B'Shechem inu es Dina. The parish of Dina was in Shechem. B'Shechem machru ochre ves Yosef. B'Shechem nechlekom alves ves David. So these were things that were that happened very bad in Shechem. So Shechem is ki'ilu the place, the makom in Eretz Yisrael that shchiach for Peronis. So l'chura it's kaveh that Shechem is a bad place, and that's that. The truth is, there are a whole bunch of other places where it's mashma Shechem has a big mila. First of all, it says by Vayechi, when Yaakov wanted to give Yosef a special chalik, and he said, you know, as his chvivus, as his bechayra, to give him a chalik that's his. So he says that he's going to give Vanina Satilcho Shechem Achad Alachecha. I'm giving you the Shechem. In other words, you're getting Shechem as a Tosefes to your brothers. Rashi says Shechem Mamish. So the chvivus that he wants to give to the chvivus that he wants to give, show Yosef, he shows him by giving Shechem Dafke. So if Shechem is a mokum mur de peronis, why would that be the thing to give to Yosef Atzadik as a sign of chvivus, as a sign of chayra? Secondly, there's a chazal in Bereishis Rabba here. Not here, it's going on in Vayishlach, but it says, Vayikan Chalkas Asodah. So Chazal say there are three places in Eretz Yisrael that Umas Olam can't be Ma'ar. One is Chevron, Maris HaMachpelah, because it says Vayikan, that says that he bought. The second one is the Makom HaMikdash, that says by David, that he bought from Anova Yevusi, the Goyren. So that's two. And the third one is Shechem. Because it says Vayikan Chalkas Asodah, Kivush HaYosef. In other words, Maris HaMachpelah, Mokom HaMikdash and Kivush HaYosef, which is Chevron, Yerushalayim, and Shechem. The understanding of it is that this is a place where Klal Yisrael want to have a very, very strong achizah b'dafka. So Chevron and Yerushalayim understand it's a sheirish of Kedusha, this is the Mokom that has most Kedusha. We want it to be konitas in a way that's not possible. If Shechem is a bad place, so trade it out. Give it away. Why is there an inyan to have it there, dafka? And the fact that it's a zelum aseh. In other words, the others are in Chevron. Chevron is the ear of this, and it's a makom kodesh, and v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Fine. Why is Yosef HaTzadik buried in Shechem? And it says, and it's not just the mikra, the pasuk says that they buried him in the place, in the pasuk, it says in Atzmos Yosef, they buried in the sada that Yaakov bought from Chamor ben Shechem. I mean, what's the glick of that? It's ke'ilu, it's not just b'mikra, well, they needed a place, this was close by, they buried it b'mikra, like a place like Rachel. No, it says Mefurish that was the kinyan of the Mokum, was for that purpose. So it also says, you see in the Torah itself, the place where somebody's buried, the Shamsum Asher Sham Sofun Tom and Chalkas Mechoykek, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Chelek is in God, that's a Chshivas. In other words, the Mokum, Menuchas Olamim of a tzaddik, of a big place, a big person, is kosher to the Mokum, and it's a Hashbah, and so on. Why would you put him in Shechem? You also find that the place that Yaakov, it says when he finished struggling with the Malach of Esav, it says that the place that he came to, that sort of was his respite, the place where he sort of recovered. Vayovo Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem. Yaakov came a Sholem. He stopped limping. He came a Sholem Ir Shechem. Asher Beretz Knan Bevoy Mipad Narom Vayichanas Pnei Ir. And the Vayichan means he rested there. Or Chazal Darshan that he added to the city. He made Tchumen over there. It was Kaver Tchumen. It was a makom tov. It was after the struggle with Esav, with Sashal Esav, the makom that he came back to himself, the makom of where he was kaveya makom was Shechem. Haledavahu. If Shechem is a makom mudle peronis, why is it the place that he recovered from Sashal Esav? Should have gone to Yerushalayim or something. I mean, it's close by, obviously, but what was the Indian over there? One more Indian that's very, very interesting. The word Shechem means, I don't know exactly the translation in English, it's the back of the person, it's the part of a person's back that is directly underneath the neck. In other words, the place right in between the shoulders, lower on the back, not on the neck, that's called the Shechem. It's yichud is that when a person carries something very heavy, that's the place you carry it. It's sort of it's the place where it sort of centers all the muscles that so when a person wants to carry something heavy, he's bent over with the bundle. That's the place where you carry it. That's the Shechem, and by extension, that's what it means in the Tanakh when your lot, your chelik, what you carry, and so on. The Beis Hamikdash, it says about the Beis Hamikdash, where was it located? So Chazal say it was Ubein Ksefov Shochei. It was between the Ktefayim. And Rashi brings Chazal that they wanted to make it Haritim in the spitz of the mountain, because the Mokrim of the highest place should be Miuchot for Kedusha. So it says, no, Ubein Ksefov Shochein, Ein Lecho Noa Beshar El Ubein Ksefov. So it's the place Bein HaKtefayim. Now, Ki'ilu, it's right on top. The picture would be that the Beis HaMikdash rests on top of the Ktefayim, Bein Ksefov Shochein, and the Shechem is right underneath it. So you have an Elyon and a Tachton Zelumaseh. In other words, Beis HaMikdash is being Seifov, and Keva Yosef is Shechem. It says that Ein Lecho Noa B'Shor El Beis Seifov, Yosef is called a Shor. So it's Ki'ilu the same spot, or it's one is on top of the other, staggered on top of the other. So in a certain sense, the makom is the same makom. You find Yaakov Avinu was, there were two makomos that Yaakov had. One was makom HaMikdash, and Vayifka ba makom, and the other one was where he was Kaveya Tchumin in Shechem. So Shechem is the place when Tchumen is the makom of the person. So Yaakov Avinu has one makom that's Vayifka ba makom in Beis Hamikdash, and the second makom that was Kaveh is the makom of Shechem. Those are two places that are called makom that go with Yaakov. So we need to understand a little bit about the oimik of. I saw someone else as a shaila kind of. How could Chazal say about a city in Eretz Yisrael that it's miyut for peronis? Chas v'shalom, how could a person be megarea a city in Eretz Yisrael and say this is a bad city? So let's call it Taif. So let's try a little bit to the hair and understand the Indian over here it has a lot to do with understanding the machlekes of the Shvatim and Yosef. It has to do with understanding the Kedusha Dafke in Shechem and so on. A person attains in the place in this world over here. There are two places that have two arenas that have a special chshivas. One is the makom where Adam can be miskasha with Elyonim, where a person can reach to something which is higher than himself and greater than himself. The sulam has reisha b'shamayim, and there needs to be a place that it's shayach where there's a window, so to speak, between here and shamayim. That makom, in one sense, is the makom hamikdash, and that's ir shechuvah leyachdov. Well, yonim tachtonim come together, and the reisha b'shamayim is there. Chevron, in another sense, in terms of Tzuras Adam, in terms of what a person is, he's mekusha b'pnimi yusoy to his avos. Every person is a lekei Avraham, lekei Yitzchak, lekei Yaakov. Every person has himself a sheirish that is a yosid neman bal yomoyt. It's a place where things are anchored, and in his own person. If we ask ourselves what anchors us and makes us nitzchim, that's the anchor to the avos. That is, so one arena, one makom of a person is the makom where it's mischabat al yoinim. The second one is the place where the Adam struggles, fights with the tachtoinim. In other words, the world is a place of tov and ra. There's a koitz v'dardar. There is ra and tov. And the makom where a person is oisik in being mevara ra from tov and struggling with the ra, that's a second place. And that's what we would call mutzav arza. Where does the person's sulam hit ground? Hitting ground means that I need to clear a place in the ground to stick the ladder in, and I need to work with tachtonim. The working with tachtonim is always a struggle. It wasn't maybe once upon a time. From now on, the Adam is not cooperative, and you need to struggle. What the Svarim call birurim. You need to sit and weed out and work hard and sweat to make things happen. That type of makom is a makom of struggle and battle the etzem. And it's not the pshat that's not ra in the absolute sense of it. That is ra because it needs to be mitukin yet. It needs a person, the adam ayin we need the person to do it. And that makom is the makom avoda, not in the sense of avoda to elyonim, where a person is mevat himself to elyonim, but where a person conquers tachtonim. The makom, the place that's called Shechem. In other words, the makom of a person that has the focal point of all the person's energies is by the Oyref. The Chelek HaElyon is the Bein Ksefav. The head is the Chelek that's Mischaber to Elyonim. And the Seichel and the Das and so on. His job is to anchor a person to Elyonim. And the right underneath is the place where a person is supposed to schlep the rocks from this world, where the person is supposed to sweat in this world. That's the Zelum Aser. So you have Shechem is not the city of Peronius. In this case, doesn't mean bad. It means a struggle. it says that the person that came to Yosef, he met an ish. Chazal say it was Gavriel. So there's two inyanim. Why is Gavriel? One is Gavriel's minas adin, and that's taka the mohus of it was the Puranias. The midas adin is where you need to apply, where you need to judge things and apply good, bad, and so on. Gavriel also says was the Bala Chalomis. Chalomis is also an inyan. A nevuah is kulei toiv. Chalomis requires avod of being mevar, the bar from the tevin in the chalom, and b'meila it's where hamolach. It knows the chalomis of Yosef are not. They needed a certain beer. It wasn't coming straight away. It was going to come with a struggle and a battle. It didn't. A nevuah is as it is. There wasn't one word that does goes off. A chalom has a lot more to it than what the information got, and not all the information got is right, and it requires a process and a bureau and so on. So Shechem is the Mokim in Eretz Yisrael, that is the Mokim Avoida, and Yerushalayim / Chevron, here are Mizrach at Chevron, Chevron and Yerushalayim are Mechubet each other. That's the Mokim of the Sheirush in Kedusha. The Yosef and Yehuda, we've spoken over the years, the footnote has an awesome arach on it, and it's previous also, have a lot touch on it. Yehuda struggled the way the Pasuk says with his nisyonos, and was a matzliach. Yehuda was there to teach tshuva to Klal Yisrael. Yosef, I mean the juxtaposition, the parashas is very clear, that the Torah means to conscience as Yehuda. Yosef struggled with Yetzirah, with the Satan, and he overcame him. Eishes Potiphar wasn't able to, she grabbed onto a jacket, she couldn't grab onto the person. It's one darga less than Yaakov. Yaakov, there was a teika kafir echoi, it was possible some negi in the Tzuras Adam. In Yosef, only the chitzonis, nothing in the Pnim was nifka. Yehuda, not. A Baal Tshuva's Avoida is the emes that Tshuva teaches a person is that Vilmolea Kadosh Baruch Hu Oizelo Eni Yachol, that a person is not able to do it on himself. Ultimately, if the screws are turned hard enough, then he has to come onto Shemayim. Tshuva is a process that started with Shemayim. It's when a person is in his chab and his davik to Elyonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choyte machteres and holds on to him, and so on. The maila of the person who struggles with Yitzhahara, and so on, is that he is, with his own koyach he did it, which is really tachas adam. So Yosef and Yehuda are two halves of that avoida. Yehuda belongs to the world of the Beis Hamikdash, where Chevron was in Yehuda, where you hold on to Elyonim, and that's why a person is able to be there. It's best exemplified by the fact that Olam Achshav Delivri Miris Adin V'Rosh Enochol Neskayim, the Rosh Enochol Neskayim, and that you need a shituf of another midah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Yehuda's chelik. And Yosef's chelik is the tchil ol machshavtoi, the struggle with Ra that theoretically a person can have. That's why Yehuda's city is Yerushalayim / Chevron, and Yosef's city is Shechem. There's a, the Sidishvam says, Shem Shmuel says, he brings a pasuk. The pasuk means something slightly different. There's a pasuk till in two places, a chalko Shechem, Amadei Tzukos. So the word Achalka Shechem over there means I will give you the chelak of Shechem. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fight, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us. That's the traditional mikra. The taitch that they give is Achalka Shechem. Shechem is the place for hispalgus, for chiluk. And this is where the brothers in Yosef had it out. This is where there was a split between Yosef and the brothers. And this is where eventually Malchus Yisrael took over, and that became the capital of Yisrael, but it was also this Chalkus HaShvatim. In other words, fighting, Chiluk Meloshim Machloikis, has its place in Shechem. And the Pshat is, it's very in line with the Teichen of Shechem. The Teichen of struggling with Toiv and Ra is the Birur between Toiv and Ra. It's the weeding out the weeds, taking out the Avonim. That's a Koyach that lends itself to Machloikis, not the Tzad HaToiv, but it's a natural outcome of the struggle between of trying to get to the pure emes. When you're eliminating emes from sheker, it requires very sharp cuts. This is not quite emes. This is not quite emes. This is not quite emes. And therefore, in terms of shvatim, it's the ischalkus of shvatim. It's the breaking away. Chevron, losh chibur. In the Sheirish, everything is the same. Everything comes together. In the tfisa of somebody holding on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one God. Yerushalayim is Meloshim, Yerushalayim, Shalayim. Because once your Sivus, when you're coming with your own Avodah, so the period is manifest. I think Avodah should be Dafka with Torah. I think Avodah should be with Tefillah. I think it should be Lishma. I think it should be this way. In personal Avoida, it's part of the malus of personal Avoida, is that each one is differs from the other one, and what you get is you get a sharpening of the division and the yichud of each one, and when the Avoida comes from holding on to something, so holding on to and depending on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, then everybody's the same. In the Ilmol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei, everyone becomes the same. So it's not machmas that Shechem is bad that the machlekes came, but it's mitzad the asmius of the makom and so on. One more place, fascinating, when you see and go through Dairis and you see how these things play out. There were meraglim, and two of the meraglim that didn't fall through was Kalev and Yeshua. Kalev was from Yehuda, and Yeshua was from Ephraim, which is Yosef. Kalev went lechatchila to hold on to the lapel of the Avos. He didn't make an attempt to do it on his own. He went to the Avos because he recognized that he couldn't do it without them. Yeshua didn't do that. Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal on Yeshua, but Yeshua went to do it mitzaratzmoy. True that ilmal kach bracho oizrein lo yocholoi, but his avoda was his mahus wasn't to go himself and to sort of split and hold on to the lapel of the others. His avodah was to forge ahead on his own and do it on his own. Min HaShemayim, they held on to him. You can add also, others are automatic. A rabbi was also kind of, you're kind of a rab by learning and so on. So in there you also see the difference in avodah between Yehuda's representative and Yosef's representative. So let's recap a minute and let's see another nekuda. So we see that there's two poles in Klal Yisrael. There's the pole of, and Bemis, they represent two halves of Avoida. In the Sula Mutz of Arts of Reisha Megiah Shemaima, there's a chelik, there's a makom in the Sulam of the Megiah Shemaima, of the Reish being Megiah Shemaima, and then there's a chelik of the Mutz of Arts. That determines the Sulam. In the Shvatim, Yaakov Avinu was obviously called both, like all the others. That's the chalom that he saw. Yaakov Avinu had two mekoymos. There was a mokoym of Har Bayis was his mokoym, and Shechem was his mokoym. Shechem, this is where he was kaveh tchumin, and the difference is in the mokoym of Har Bayis. It's Vayifka Ba Mokoim. The Mokom is there, and the person happens into the place. He Shtolzach Tzu to the place. The Mokom of Shechem, Yukoivea. A Tchum is measured by the person's Kvias. The minimum Tchum is the Mokom of the Adam. And the Tchum that you make is where you put down your Achil and Shtia. So the Mokom of Shechem is the Mokom that you make. The Mokom of Arbayis, and Yaakov had both Mokomis. Because Yaakov was Koilel. The Sulam, Mutzav Arza, and Rosh Megeh Shemaima, both halves of it. In the Shvatim, like all other Tchunas of Yaakov, it splits apart and goes on. The Tafkid would be, the other Shvatim always stuck together, and they drew from each other. Because their Avodah was the Hemshech, the Chibur. By Shevet Levi it says, Ma'olam l'soy yeshivim b'Shevet Levi, and like the Rambam says, they were always Maminim, and so on and so forth. Yosef was different. The Zohar says, extraordinary Zohar, it says, Tochazi, Yosef, kad isparish mavui, when Yosef left his father, b'loy leviyah or b'loy achila ishtada, he was sent, his father was malave him, and didn't give him achila. And it says, and the Egla Rufa is Miramas on that. In other words, Egla Rufa, it says, is when you don't give somebody, you know, you have to say, the Vidu you say in Egla Rufa is that you didn't let him go without Achila and Levia and Shtil Levia. Yadena Shav Zamazer means that you didn't let him go without it. Here he did do that. Yaakov let him go without Leviyah and so on, and therefore he sent him an Egel Arufa to Miram. Is that be'etzim you should be bringing Egel Arufa? That's what the Zohar Kodesh says. What's the pshat here? What was the? Is it a pgam chas from Yaakov? Was the Zohar pointing out a chisaron? No. The Inyan of the Leviyah and the Achila and so on, so the Maral says, I mean, what does Leviyah do for you? You don't have to escort him to the other city with a posse and with guns and stuff like that, caravan of things. That's not the Chiyuv. Leviyah is Dalar Amis Menon, you escort him. The Maral says, a person when he's part of a Tzibur is more protected. A person who is alone, a loner, or stands alone, is vulnerable. That's the metzias of the Bria, that those things that are part of a tzibur have a certain shmira, mitzad the tzibur, and people who break off are vulnerable. The loner, the person, it's true at every level in Ruchnis, it's true in Gashmias, and so on. So Leviyah means, when I'm in love with somebody, it means he's part of my family, he's part of my metzias. I can't go all the way with him, but I, so to speak, accompany him. When the word Leviyah means a chibur. A person that stops at my house, picks up stuff and goes weiter, and I'm not malave him. So that's a declaration that the person is a yachid. He doesn't belong to us. He's not part of our family. He's not part of our society. He's not part of our city. He's a yachid who traveled by, and he came, and he's gone. So for me, there's a guilt if you let a person go as a loner and you don't make him feel as a chelik tzibur, then the person is vulnerable. He says Yosef's avoda was supposed to be an avoda of being alone. Yosef's koyach was that he could struggle on his own. The nekuda of avoda of a person himself, with the Gias Kapov, and being able to do it, then that is Yosef. The Yosef is the one who is capable of going off on himself, being a Mitzrayim, completely menutik from his Mishpacha. There was no keshev to Mishpacha in him. He struggled with it, and he was victorious. So Yosef's Avodah had to start with the prisha from Yaakov, as close as Yaakov was with Yosef, and it was deimed to Dyuknoi, for Yosef's avoda, there needed to be a nituk from Yaakov, a nituk from Yosef, and he had to do it on his own. So that's where his mahalach was. So let's take a look at it in the big picture and so on. Certainly the emes is, avodas adam includes two parts. And there's a certain tatar sasser in it. A person's avoda, as long as it's part of the tzibah that he's in. You know, this is the klal, I mean, I live in a society, everybody does it, and I have rebbeim, and I have parents, and I have this, and I have that. Those are all things that, it's good, Baruch Hashem, it's a wonderful thing, but it's that's the Reisha Megiah Shemaima, but where's the Mutzav Arza? I mean, I don't see your avoda yet, I see you being, it's a Samach al Shechaviv. Gerla Samach Shechaviv is a cotton hoop. On the other hand, when a person struggles himself, and a person needs to accomplish himself, it's a realization of self. But if a person thinks that, if a person is overconfident in himself, a person thinks that he can do it, Chazal say that Ilmol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizlo Eino Yochol. There is no such thing. A person doesn't have the strength to do it himself, and that's why avoda of tefillah. That's why a person needs a mispalel lemisha chachma shloi, because of the hearing that Yosef is not in himself, can't exist. Had Moshe Rabbeinu not mispalel Yeshua, Yeshua wouldn't have made it. True that Yeshua set out to do it himself, but the understanding that without being held on milamala, a person can't do it, that also is wrong. In terms of a person's life and person's avoda, the hardest part of avoda is when there's a sense of keli keli lama zaftani. A person lives with an understanding that there's a support system, quote unquote, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, Avos HaKadoshim, and so on. And as long as a person functions in that, there's a comfort level. But that hasn't really brought out the person to be a gadol. He's still a katan, and still hasn't realized avoda. A Kadosh Baruch Hu places a person different kufas in a matzav where a person is alone. And it's a very frightening situation. Imagine somebody's dumped into a country without a passport, without money, a place doesn't know the language, without anything. It's probably the most frightening nightmare you could imagine, because I have nothing. I'm completely on my own wits, and that's something that a person recognizes as helplessness. So the hardest part, the hardest tkufis of avoda, are tkufis when a person has that sense. But a person needs to understand that those tkufis have in themselves a yichud that the other tkufis don't have. So long as a person is kosher and he has a support system, whether it's a yeshiva, whether it's parents, so on and so forth, then fine, it's good, it's wonderful, but the person hasn't gotten his chelik yet. The second pole of Eretz Yisrael is Shechem, the part where all the struggles take place, it's the place where the full size of a person's own mitzvahs comes to the fore, where a person needs to earn it on his own, where the person needs to struggle between Ra and Toiv, not just continue the Toiv that was paved, but he has to carve out a road. And he has to flatten hills and fill in valleys and pave mud and drain mud and so on. Those areas and those tkufas in life are the most difficult ones. But that's where the person becomes himself. That's where the person comes at his own, and his full metzias, it comes to the fore. And when a person does it, and as much as a person is a self-made man, if a person imagines that he is self-made and that he could do it himself, the person doesn't understand that he won't be able to do it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moisev, his name, he was Moisev Ahei to Yosef, he called me Yosef, because it's only because there's a chibur tal yoinim that a person can do it. The person may not be aware of it. The person needs to be married through tefillah. The person needs to understand that even if his nisoyan is in a makom where he has to do it all himself, but there's a nisoyan in that to recognize the shortness of a person's ability. That ilmale kim oizaloi, he can't do it. The shlemas of Eretz Yisrael are the two mekaymas together. Shechem, we need two places, three, which are actually two in this sense, places that the Umma Salem can never be ma'ara, that are ours. There's the kever of the Ovis and the Mokram HaMikdash, where we're mechuba to Ovis and Tel Yoinim, and that's one anchor of Eretz Yisrael, of a Makom Kaddish, that there's no ear on it. And then we need a second one, which is the Shechem, the place of struggles, the place that every type of Ra, it says that Shechem included in itself Avodah Zorah, Gil Arayah, Shvichas Domim, it says Roitzchem Anafishi in Shechem, and the Egel and the Avodah Zarah Zerevim were in Shechem, and the Maaseh Shechem Chamor was Arayas. All Klipas of Ra were in Shechem, and that place is also ours. We bought it with we were kainet bedomim parti mashma. The place of Avodah where a person seemed to have been himself. That's the second part. That's the second Nekudah in Eretz Yisrael. That's there. Just like the Shevatim come together, just like Yehuda and Yosef. The Shleimus of Klal Yisrael is the Chibur of Yehuda and Yosef. The Shleimus of Eretz Yisrael is when Shechem and Yerushalayim come together. And it's true in the global scale, and it's true in every single person, that the two kinyanim that a person needs to have is the kinyan in his own Avodah, and the kinyan that he has in Avos and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Oizeloi, even if he doesn't see it as such. Shabbos.